Days, que le bogara acaba. Oh, yes, we have that light. Light that turns the darkness into day. Days of heaven on earth. Days of heaven on earth. Days of heaven on earth. Oh, shteke le bogonda. The excellency of that glory. And bagosh te karagadaga. You know, they say of heaven, I think the scripture said it, of heaven, that there is neither light or day. There is no darkness in heaven. Nobody says in heaven, hey, guys, I'm really tired. I think I need to go to bed. And God says, oh, with all these new children of mine that just came, I've been going up and down and trying to get the angels to give them milk and, you know, put them into bed. Now that they are all asleep, oh Lord, will God say, oh Lord, let that servant. I need to take a rest. He's already resting.
Hallelujah.
He's already at rest. In a place of light. In a place of glory.
Yes.
Days of heaven on earth.
Hallelujah.
Days of heaven on earth.
Hallelujah.
Those days of heaven on earth were created or will be created in our life by the entrance of the word of God. And by the workings of that word. You know, the way we used to pray 5 years ago is different from the way we pray now. To some extent, me and you, we've become a little more skillful in this world of righteousness. So days of light. Days of light, Lord. Days of continuous light on our path. Our lamps not running out, not getting tired and weak and wearied, and allow the devil to beat us for a season. No. The entrance of your word, give it light. Light that speaks of the endless life of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Psalm 23. That was the psalm that the Lord put in my heart. And then we're going to also read from John chapter 10. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I know we are very, very familiar with this. We say from our mind, from our soul. I just want us to do it line by line again this morning. Hallelujah. The Lord. So ponder on that word. The Lord. It's not every Lord. The Lord. Now, you can attach any word to that, the Lord of glory, the Lord, whatever you want to call him, but he is the Lord. The Lord. It's not your boss, it's not your anything. The Lord himself is my shepherd. And in my King James Bible, there is a semicolon, which means, you don't just read it. You know, the way we do it, when they were training us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. You even forget what you are saying. Your mind is not, many times, the mind is not even following. You say, the Lord. Who is the Lord? The Lord of glory. Is my shepherd. Then you pause. Shepherd. What do they do? Shepherd. He is my shepherd. God, you are my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Because I know the Lord, and because he is my shepherd, there is this new awareness and this new experience that has come upon my life, and is that I shall not want. It might look that you are going to want, but you will have to acknowledge and declare that, "Dear Lord, not my job, not the people that gave me job, not the person I was hoping was going to give to me based on the nice test that I sent to him or her." It's because I have a shepherd. And I fill in the blank for that shepherd. I define that shepherd. And I say, you know, he's my Lord. He's my Lord. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That pasture is not the one that you eat and you eat to the root and the cow eats the ground because there is nothing there. Eats the grass till it dies. He says green pastures. So if you eat a little here, you move to this place, you eat again, it moves you to that place, and you eat again, and moves you to that place, and you eat again. You know, the Lord said that the cattle upon the thousand hills are mine. Now, if he has cattle upon thousand hills, it means that there are at least thousand pastures. And I know who the Lord is, that his pastures, the grass will not be dried. In fact, he qualified it here. He said green pastures. Don't misunderstand the provision of God. To be sometimes it's dry, sometimes it's winter, sometimes it's snow. So in the winter month, we have to gather the hay and store it so that, you know. No, he says this one is evergreen. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Now, he could have said, he leadeth me beside the waters. He could have said, beside the waters. Mm-hmm. Why does the Lord take time to qualify these destinations and these places? It's so that we don't get the idea to just run wild with this. Mm-hmm. He said, the waters have to be still. If it is not still right now, which is possible, you just go back to verse 1. Me and you will have to go back to verse 1 and say, "Thou Lord, my God, is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not want for green pastures. I shall not want for the still waters. Refreshing comes to my soul." 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths. You see that?
Yes.
So, there are paths of righteousness. God has a path for our life. Mm-hmm. I cannot copy the path of our life. Mm-hmm. Now, I can take, wow, that is how to walk on that path. Okay, I learned something from that path. Somebody gives us a testimony. You can learn something from it. Don't go and do exactly what that person did in their testimony, because you need to know first, hear the voice of the shepherd for your path. Thank you. For the pathway of my life. You know, I mean, the Hebrew, from what I've heard of this, of the Israel group and some of the things that they pray or they bring out, because they are more in depth in that area, that God made paths for each tribe through the Red Sea. You know, what we saw in the movie is one, they were dragging and falling and you know, dragging one of the trailers that they were dragging. There was no foot. I mean, there was no wheel in it. You know, you watch that Ten Commandments, right? Yes. They were dragging along. Mm-hmm. But the scripture said there was no feeble amongst their tribe.
Mama.
None. And there is, I think there, I think I saw it in that my Kumash book. But it says that each tribe had a part on that sea. Each of them had a part. So parts. Okay, let's go back to this place. So he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Are you afraid of being ashamed? Are you afraid that I have to continue like this? Because it'd be shameful, such a shameful thing. Well, if you are thinking more of yourself, and you're not thinking about the reputation of the shepherd. This is for his own namesake. Maybe sometime in our prayer we say, Lord, where are you? Why haven't you heard my prayer? But he is saying here, well, I'm the shepherd. I lead you beside the still waters. One way or the other, you wander the way from where your own path should be. But we have this compassionate shepherd that went after one sheep that was lost. So if you're in a place wandering and you're not even sure of where you are, what you are doing, you can again say, the Lord, the Lord. And he knows. Now I can't do it like Pastor George. Pastor George is he's an expert in stuff like this. So, whatever cry you know how to cry as the sheep. He says, he knows your voice, right?
Yes,
he knows. He knows how far you are. And he wants you back. So don't say, I don't even know how to pray to get to the place. Just cry. David said, I cried unto the Lord. He wasn't speaking English to the Lord. He cried. He actually cried. Lord, here is a cry. I need it! You know, some of us, we turn this thing to phonetics. Let me see, I'm going to word this prayer to God. Because if I don't word it properly, God might say, you didn't put a comma in that demand. So because comma was missing, I couldn't act. My hands are tied. Yes, I'm coming. No, that is not the heart of the shepherd. Now, we put that into that should actually be the heart of the shepherd. But that is not the heart of the shepherd. He's not saying, when that sheep cries and cry enough, I will just sit there eating my roasted corn. Right? Now I'm a nice shepherd. I'm eating my roasted corn. You wander the way. When you have a time, you come back home. Let me eat my roasted corn. Wow, nice corn. Thank you, Lord, for this corn. No, when he hears that, the Bible even says he's already going after you. Okay, so four says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The fear of that evil will make you and me do things we shouldn't do. In fact, that fear, we will turn around and accuse the shepherd because of the fear. Are you going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Yes. Yes. Because there is going to be night. We started with that. There is going to be night. For thou art with me. What is with him? God's presence. God's word. God's light. He went on to say, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So in that time of darkness, You have light. You have the word of God. You know, when we hear the word, the rod, it's not like, bah!
Right.
I told you not to go there. Bah! Mm-hmm. I told you not. Did I not tell you not to go there? Pass! No, that is not God. I mean, how does pass comfort somebody? You scream when you hear that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking from experience. There are some little children that have misbehaved in my house, so, in the past. Yeah, all the time. Okay, so that rod and that staff is talking about that word. You know, there's a Psalm 119. It says, I will have fainted except for your word. Okay, let's just, Psalm 119 is one of my, Holy Spirit, where is it? I know that. So I just want to encourage us. This is to tell us we might need to listen to some of the services of the Southwest Believers Convention again. Okay, so look at Psalm 119, verse 49. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me.
Right.
See that? So the entrance of that word gave me and you a covenant right, because that word there, remember, is a covenant word. It's a word that is tied to something you told me. Remember the arrangement we had, Lord. Remember, you know, based on that arrangement, I have taken this step. Now affliction has arisen, but because you told me, I will not fear.
That's right.
This is my comfort.
Hallelujah.
I'm comforted by this word. And because I know that this word that I have, that has become a covenant with me, this is my place, Lord, I'm going forward with this. Don't let the enemy or the things of this world stop you short of your fullness. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we are back in 23. Thou preparest a table. Can you see that? After the comforting power of the word, the man saw a table. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely. Now, you can't take this from me. In this place right now, I know for sure. It doesn't matter what the affliction is saying. It doesn't matter what the doctor said. It doesn't matter how they said it. It doesn't matter what they say is the way this thing works. Surely, where is your own surely for your future coming from? Is it coming from the surely of the pronouncement of the test you just got from the doctor? Where is your surely coming from? Because that surely would determine what happens after this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is the surety of my future? Is it upon the employment letter? Is it upon my uncle promised me? You know, in recent weeks, there are some things we are doing and business-wise, and there are people that, I mean, yeah, maybe one person in this case, that say, yeah, come tomorrow, come and take that check, and we go and get that van. I called tomorrow. My friend was not there. Then I called. Then finally, during the week, I got my man. I said, yeah, come. Okay, yeah, let me look at this again. Let me look at these numbers again. And I think we can do that. I think we can do it. I'm like, he told me the other day I should come tomorrow. We are going there and we are picking this van. What happened? So I didn't allow that. I just said, you know, that is a man, God. That is a man. It's not God.
Right.
And I thank you, Lord God, because my joy is not tied to that. Don't let your joy. No, people are good. People are nice. They didn't turn out to want to be wicked, really.
Right.
Everybody in their own right, even the murderer, wants to at least do some good. Mm-hmm. It might be that drink water, then I kill you, you know, mm-hmm. just to show just to show that I'm kind. Mm-hmm. You know, if you watch movies, you see all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Say, drink some water. Then after, I'll kill you. Or just sit down there. But I'll kill you. Or those mafia, it's business. It's business. Like, they say know how to do this thing. It's business. I mean, brothers, it's business. But they are good. That, you know, and they will say, I was very nice to him. I didn't allow him to die. I took him out quickly so he doesn't have to suffer.
Mama.
It depends on how you measure this stuff. Mm-hmm. Man has their own ways.
Yes.
Men.
Yes.
You know, even sometimes, you know, we show that we are very nice to our wives. You know, we sit out. I did that. You need to understand that I woke up at 5 a.m. I did this. I usually recount a lot of things I did. And, you know, because I did that, I'm not sure. You have to consider me that I need to at least take some rest here. So because I've done that, I don't think I can do this one again. Limits. You know, we put some limits here. Okay, how did we get there, Lord? Okay, we come back. So your surely should not be based on circumstance.
Right.
Don't base your surely on that.
Mm-hmm.
But Akoplan said, you wake up in the morning and forgive everybody. Wake up before you enter that restaurant, forgive everybody before you enter that restaurant.
Right.
Sister Eva said, I forgive everybody in Texas. So in my mind, I'm like, what happens when you enter the airspace into Oklahoma? Are you going to remember to forgive everybody in Oklahoma? So, okay, that's okay. Don't tell her I said that. But but some effort here. I forgive everybody in Texas. In fact, Lord, I forgive everybody in Texas right now in Jesus' name. Amen. So, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
I will. This is my dwelling place. It is the house of the Lord. This is my place, and nobody is taking me from this place. No situation, no circumstance, no shadow of turning, no shadow of darkness, shadow of death, nothing. No enemies. In fact, right before them, I'm going to eat my food. And I'm like Brother Copeland say, pass me prosperity, dear. Pass me healing. Pass it. The Lord has set me on my table, and I'm going to eat. And the enemy is saying, I'm going to get you. Did you remember the doctor's report? Did you remember you can't do this? You are going to die. The way you are doing, you are just going to kill yourself. And you are going to be fatherless. You are going to be motherless. Okay, this is high apologized. Let me put this. So I won't hear it again. I apologize. So, surely, Father, in the name of Jesus, concerning the parts of our life, concerning our callings, Lord, the calling of everyone right here in this room, concerning the calling of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Lord, concerning the calling of Brother Copeland, concerning the calling of Sister Gloria, concerning the callings of Pastor George and Pastor Terry, concerning the calling of Sister Iva, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, we lift this calling before your throne of grace this morning in the name of Jesus. Ken Salim Barande Gebo Koshta Pakaya. Gandigeria Kanstapayo Braka Ato Segelito Kambadition Shokabara Kande Angelento Raka Pato Segle Tambra Pogo, Stevo, Prat, Enga, Asto, Foste, Engle, Atapaco, Mengle, Steria, Pado, Fugo, Styria, Megle, Staro, Baco, To, Che, Chego, Sigle, Sabra, Kando, Abla, Endo, Kelia, Kado, Pado, Siga, Sido, Mika, Lata, Shaga, Ze, Koba, Bate, beat, ace, ad, ot, ega, stide, eglint, brat, engono, prakato, diklit, adagat, mindogos, vlate, abla, zoglo, pigle, sigla, donglo, sibra, saga, endi, stay, steda, stay in the baose, you stay in the guma. Adige, asdigo, ambrato, ambate, ilo, styria, gila, ada, vrost, braca, and the di, and the da, and the do, and the gi, and the do, and the di, and the do, and the di, and the do. Oh, stegerakatama. Es the gulondo, ambraca, andisto, abraca, andaka, esdoko, alita, abaca, andogosh, ambaraca, estegelito, ambracadeche, ambracadoda, ambricada, undergo, 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 yes, 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 undergo, yes, yes, undergo, 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 rakabada, ruka, raka, ruka, raka, in the guy, 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 in the guy. Oh, stay gay. Yeah. Gay, garaga, gay. Asagabo, go the golden. Oh, shake a bagarato. Shake a bagaraga, da. Magadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadag Oh, yes, 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 yes. Not us. Oh, yegemaka. It's a new day, Lord. It's a new day. We are accepting the new day. We are accepting the new callings. We are accepting the awakening. We are accepting the assignments. We are accepting the visions. We are accepting the dreams. We are accepting all of the assignments. Assignments. Assignment. Assignment. Yes. Oh, we speak. Yes. Strength. Strength. Oh, ye kabagayote, makiaga, makiogo, makiaga, makiogo, makiaga, makiogo, makiaga, makiogo, makiaga, yakayo, yeke bakaya, bakaya godoga, bakaya kade, yakaya gabo, shekabaga dogo, bakaya kade, shakabaga yakabogo, baga dakaya kadaga day, days, 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 days of heaven on earth, days, elegabagado, lakabagado, Like a bagado, like a bagado, like a bagado, like a bagado, gabagado, gabagado, doors, 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 doors. Oh, shake a bigarakad. Dos in the Gelepa, dos in the Makada, dos le Begonokoma, dos in the Makado, dos in that, 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 dos in there, dos in that, dos in that, ah, Makora Bakashi. Oh, yes, dos, 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 dos. Dos, 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 dos. Ha, Kalabogo. Dos, 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 dos. Oh, shekere begin. Hiba, hiba kadesh. Hiba, humba, hamba, hambo. Himba, hamba, humbo, humba, hamba, hamba, himba. Hamba, himbo, humba, hamba, himba. Himba, hamba, hamba. Oh, yes. Dos, 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 dos. Dos, 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 dos. Doors for the leadership. Doors for the leadership. Doors. Doors for the directors. Doors for the managers. Doors. 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 Doors for the workers. Doors. 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 Doors, 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 Eliba, in the grave, and the door, and the door, and the door, and the door, and the doors, 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 and the doors. Hoshte Hebed, Habad, Hagoz, Abragadosh, Abragadash, Brakadogo Jokoma, Hoshekabagabaga, Dos Alagada, Dos Elebando. Dos elementos, dos, 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 dos ele bagage, dos le begrata camacho comaca dagage. Oh yes, Lord, dos of utterance, dos of utterance, Lord. We are yes, dos of utterance. Hashtag kabagaba. Yes, Lord. Oh Lord, we accept the utterance. We accept those utterance. Oh ye kabagaya, we accept those utterance. We accept the utterance that came in the Southwest Believers Convention. We accept all those utterance. We accept that. We accept that. We accept that into the bowels of this ministry. We accept the utterance into the bowels of our partners in the name of Jesus. We accept those utterance into the bowels of our families in the name of Jesus. Ishtekarotu metakayata. Oh, ho, ho, shamakaya, kaya, kaba. Doors, doors, elekaba. Doors, doors, doors of transformation. Transformation, 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 transformation. Doors, doors. Oh, doors. Jesus, the door. Oh, doors. Doors, elebegado. Oh, yekebegado goma. Doors, elebegado goma, kayekedo. Dogamalekebogodoba. Into the new place. Into the new place. Into the new realm. Into the new place. Into the new realm. Into the new place. Into the new realm. Into the new place, doors, into the new place, new places. Let us go. Let us go. Let us go. Let us go into that new place. Into the new place. Into the new place. Into the new place. Into the new place. Oh, Yekaba. Arise. Arise to your place. Arise to your place. Arise. Magadagado gabagadagabagado gabagado rakabagado gomakadagada gabagado makadegedo makadagado gomakadagado makadegedo gomakadagado makade makado gomakadagado gomakadagado makadagado makadagado gomakadagado gado makado 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 gomakado gomakadagado gomakadagado gado. Oh, Oh, we take it. Every aspect, every arm of this ministry. We take the Bible school. We take the Bible school through that door. We take you, Bible school, you and all that is in you. We take you through that door into the new place, into the calling of the Bible school, into the calling of the Bible school. Oh, no, no, not school as usual. No, we are not complacent in this. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Kabagado. 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 Doors. The doors of the Spirit. Eshtaka. An entrance. An entrance. An entrance. An entrance in heaven for the Bible school. An entrance in heaven for the Bible school. Yes, take it. Yeah, yeah, that's the word. Access. Kelebosh. Yes, take a bakado ne kabata. Yes, yes, we, yes, Lord. Yes, kode begata. Yes. Access kalabode. Hezuka macha. Adeko moche. Adiki mikada. Adoko beka. Access kalabata. Access kelebogodo. Oh, yes, everyone, everyone called, into this Bible school. Everyone called, both the workers and the students, both the teachers and the students. Everyone called to this Bible school. Lord, we are giving them, yeah, in this time today, we are ushering them into that access point. We are ushering them into that room in the Spirit. That room for this new semester. That room, Agadol Kabada. That room, oh, exactly, Lord, exactly like the pattern. Like the pattern in heaven. Exactly like the pattern in heaven. Lord, in this place today, we are building this Bible school. In this place of prayer, we are building that Bible school according to the pattern given from heaven. Eshtekolo and Bagade and Jagado Eshtakabada and Geleboto and Grakadacha and Gataboto and Bagadoste and Lekabata and Boko Asaka and Dika Ondome and Daga Ondobakada and Bakado Estekamakada and Jakalo Makado Shekalakado Jakabogodo Prakadacha Ha Shakadagaba. Oh, shakabaga bagada bagada. Oh, shakabagado, rakadagado, rakabago, edegadagado. Everyone, everyone, everyone who has filled the application and is a part of this Bible school, everyone. Every one of them, everyone must be anointed. Everyone must come into their place. It's a must. You know, we remember the wisdom that the Lord gave us through the life of Saul when he was looking for his father's sheep. Or father's donkey or whatever he was looking for. And so he believed the prophet and got signed up on some new series in his life. All he wanted to do was get the goat or whatever. Goat again. Get the donkeys and go back home. That was his assignment as far as he knew. And then continue to build his father's farm, you know. But along the path of his life, he saw a prophet. He met a prophet, and the prophet told him what he should do. So these guys coming to Bible school, no matter who they are, their past life, that maybe you don't even want them to be your brother or your sister. We right now are believing God for that place that Saul entered into, and his life or his lineage transformed. Even his children that were not born, right there, their future got transformed. So, that's what we were doing, but we are not yet done. So I want us, we didn't plan to pay for the Bible school, but since the Lord is bringing it up, so we're going to go back there again and do some building work for the Bible school. We still have some time. So we'll do some building work. It might just be the next 2 minutes. If the Lord gives us a release, we leave the Bible school alone. Amen?
Amen.
So, but there are people that must come into their place. Mm-hmm. Must come. Now, it's not that we are putting a hook on their neck. It's that when the world comes, when they come into this atmosphere, mm-hmm. things begin to unravel in their life. Just things begin to happen, and they will begin to like it. They just begin to like it. And then things happen in their future, and they are installed in different areas of their life. Callings begin to come out. Things begin to happen. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, these things were written for our examples, we upon whom the hand of the age is come. And we are calling you right now, Lord. We are lifting all these Bible school students. We are lifting this Bible school in this place before you. And we are taking a cue from the interaction of Saul with Samuel. And based on that, Lord, we are going to request for the interpretation of the mysteries that we are going to pray now in Jesus' name. Let's pray the mysteries. Angegele prat again. Brakato, brakato, brakato. Egede godoba galikada. Gento to to tatale. Adago tekalata. Megele dogo. Asa daga. Adago. Egega, adago. Egega, adago. Egega, adago.
Ejega, Brakado, ya dipa Lord, ejega di dikadako bakadoko makalaka daka. Joko bakadaga dogo bele kede. Joko daka laka daba. Dokuba deke. Do do deka da ta da. Joko daka daka lo. Joko.
Yes.
Yo chaka ese kojo kuda muko abracada mekada godo bakada jakalado jekele jaka jakobogodo kabakada.
Oh yes, oh yes, kalagado embekede haragada adogo alaka andebe kado makada gela ajegede muko tekele. Yes Lord, yes Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you are in the Bible school, can you just come forward here? If you are enrolled for this next semester. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming for prayers this morning. Intercessors, can you stand up? I want you. Come together.
Halabakasha, come together. Just surround them. Just surround them. I want you to lay your hands on their shoulders. Lift their shoulders like this. Yeah, just. Hadabako shekaba. Hadabelo cobra kashekala brato. Hembegada bakayama. And go buko de bede go de makadu go bogo debi. Zie clabrati kaba. Embrakadoba. Brakado seke brande gate. Brande gate. Brande gate le godoma. Brande gate le bagado. Brande gate le gonda anto. Esie grota. Brakados. Brakados. Brakados le bragados. Este kabagashaka. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, just like Samson tied those foxes' tail and lit them up in fire, we light you people with the fire of the Holy Ghost today to go in the midst of that Bible school and let there be fire. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Fire. Good. Thank you. Thank you. It's a poranda. Sing a day, brother. Thank you, man. Este keleba. Hambarase kelevandas. Oh, hindigiri bigi dugu roma kada gaba raka dege. Sagaraba gade geba koma kada gaba kaba. Surely, surely, surely. Surely, geba kabaka. Surely, geba gada kaba. This is the revival capital. Surely, this is the revival capital. And things that happen in the revival capital must surely happen here. Handogora. Must surely, surely, surely. As it is from the heart of the Father, surely, surely. This is the revival capital. Surely, surely. Surely, embagaros embagarata. Surely, garapa kadogo bakara gadega. Surely, in the gable rakada. Surely, in the gate. Surely, in the guy. Surely, in the bagote. Surely, in the gabada. Surely, in the gaba. Is surely, in the mokote kapada. Surely, in the gemoko and the gata and gadaya. Surely, in the bota. Surely, in the gabato. Surely. Surely in the Gima, in the Gato, in the Goporia. Right now, I just have before me the headquarter building and what goes on in that headquarter building in this revival capital, Calabasa. So that's what is just kind of before me. And so, in the Gera Pasa Calabando Go Baraka, Makaragado, Sekaragado, Sekaragado. Makaragado, Mekaragado, Makaragado, Rekaraga Bongo Baga Dagalata, Makayagado, Geda Gabada, Roko Bega Daga Daga Dobe Leka Dega, Shake Bega Daga Daga, Shake Daga Baga Dogo Lope Kada, Shake Laba Godo, Makado, Mekadaga Lakado, Makayaga Daga Daga Dogo Dobe Laka Dagado. Oh! Hey, shake dege 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 dege. Makadaga dogo dogo la pakada. Makayagada, makalagada, 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 gada 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 gada. Oh, shake it, shake it, bega daga, shake it, bega dogo bogo dogo baka shake it, shake it, raga daga baga daga daga dogo bega laka baga, shake it, lega bo. Shakalaga baga dogo doga baga daga daga dogo beke dege. Oh, shakalaga baga daga daga dogo. Makalaga do, makalaga dogo baga daga daga dogo beke leke de. Hamaraka dege 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 do. Oh, hey, shakabagado. Shakabagado. Shakabaga daga daga bagado. Shakabagado. Ele bond. Oh, no small plans made here. No small plans made here. All those limitations against the thoughts of God. All those mindsets
against the thoughts of God, against the plans of God, against the purpose of God, against the assignment that God has. Oh, we pull you down in the name of Jesus. There is no enchantment against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. Every institution that is against the operation, the full-blown operation of the revival capital has downloaded into the heart of Brother Copeland and Sister Gloria. Those institutions and operation, you come falling down in the name of Jesus. No enchantment, no divination. Those thoughts, they fall to the ground. Those mindset, they are crushed in the name of Jesus. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise, Brother Copeland. Arise, Sister Gloria. Arise, Pastor George. Arise, Pastor Terry. Arise. Shine, for your light is come. Shine in the name of Jesus. Ndego makadaga, este koraba, ndegele. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 8. Still have some few minutes. Hallelujah. Ndegedo busamba degedo. Hamakash, this is wisdom talking here. Verse 12. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. Proverbs 8, verse 12. These English people. Okay. I, wisdom, dwell with the prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. 15, this is where we are going. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are the spirit of wisdom. And we engage you in the affairs of the leadership of this ministry. We engage you. We engage you. We thank you for steps that has been taken already against evil on this campus. Thank you for decisions that have been made, policies, a rule against evil on this campus. Holy Spirit, we are asking for a lifting, a new lifting, a new platform of operation for the leadership on this campus. This is the revival capital. A new operation, a new level of interaction with you, the spirit of wisdom himself. In this prayer place today, we say, come in, wisdom. We open the door for you.
We are partners of Brother Copeland, and we open the door of wisdom today for Brother Copeland. We open the door of wisdom, oh God, for Pastor George and Pastor Terry. We open the door of wisdom for all of the workers and the employees on this campus in the name of Jesus. We open the gate. We open the door of wisdom in the name of Jesus. And we say, wisdom, come in, come in, come in, come in, come in, wisdom. Jesus Christ said, when you come, you will show us things to come. That is exactly what we want you to show the leadership. What we want you to show all of the workers and the volunteers.
Yes, yes.
The way that we should go. He said, Jesus said, you will bring things into our remembrance. So those instructions that were forgotten, those ideas that were put aside, that came from you, we are asking that those things be brought up again into our remembrance in the name of Jesus. The word said, Jesus said, you will teach us all things. Any of us struggling, whether at our desk work, whether at our how to pray, whether what to do, we engage you, Holy Spirit, as the teacher. In fact, the Bible says that you will teach our children. So we engage you, Holy Spirit. Now today, by this prayer place, we say that you are engaged as the teacher on this campus in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Help us, Lord, to identify in us the foolish ways and to jack them out of our life in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of wisdom himself. Thank you. The Spirit of power and might. The Spirit of understanding. You say you are understanding. Lord, we need understanding. Understanding in business negotiation on this campus. Where those projects are concerned. We need understanding in negotiation. We need understanding on how to get in the money that you have already reserved for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need understanding. We need light in those areas. Light. Light to bring in the harvest. Light to bring in the harvest. The harvest of soul. The harvest of money. Finances, cash, in the hand of your people.
Hallelujah.
The harvest of it. The harvest of those vehicles. The harvest. The harvest. The harvest. The harvest, Lord. The harvest of everything that you have in your warehouse, in your storehouse, for everyone on this campus. Lord, teach us. Teach us. Even those that are on the phone. Teach us, Lord God. Teach them even now to help those partners to locate the harvest and bring in the harvest quickly, Lord. In the Geremene Karabadish. Handabago Rapakati Karatashi. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, on this, Lord, we lift up President Donald Trump. We lift up Vice President Mike Pence. Hajoka, on this, Lord, Gelebankade. We lift up Prakanda, the executive arm. We lift up Prakado, Yekanda, Enjekabaka, Asakaragado, Mekaragado, Rikamangada, Grekebege Dogamakata, Magragada, the law enforcement agency of this country. Lord Geboroko Bagaraka Dagabaraka Dagabakara Gandagama. Lord, we are asking for your purging fire to go amongst them, for cleansing in the name of Jesus.
Kindisiri and the Gebara Kasha. And the Gerion Koramba Dakasha. Kendegere Katakaba. And Lord, we declare that word again. We make that word known to the principalities and power, even again today, that touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm in the name of Jesus. You don't touch the prophet. You don't touch the king. You don't touch the king. You don't touch President Donald Trump. You don't touch his family. You don't touch his household in the name of Jesus. You don't touch his cabinet in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus around him. You don't touch him, evil one. No, you don't touch him in the name of Jesus. He will fulfill his call. He will fulfill the number of his days in the name of Jesus. No enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel. All forms of divination and enchantment against our president, against the assignment from heaven. Oh, those enchantment and divination, they fall down flat in the name of Jesus. And they get back. Open the eyes of their understanding. Like you opened the eyes of that prophet that day who was hired to curse Israel. You open the eyes of that prophet, Lord. We are asking you, Lord God, all these men that you desire to save, all these women, all these people that you desire to save, oh God, who are lifting up their mouths and their voices against your work in this nation. Lord, we are asking that you open their eyes, just like you opened the eyes of Balaam that day. Lord, we are asking that you open their eyes to see that the Lord is in the midst of Israel. The Lord is in the midst of this administration in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even from this place, we speak peace into the administration of Israel in the name of Jesus. We declare peace, peace in the name of Jesus, peace in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word says we pray for the peace. And Lord, we are asking you for the establishment of your peace upon Jerusalem in the name of Jesus. Yes. Peace. Yes. Pray it. Pray that. Yes. Pray that. Kelebon de kaba. Este kaba. Yes. Yes. Jesus. Oh, peace, peace, peace. Yes, peace. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Wisdom for the Prime Minister.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, we pray for wisdom over the Prime Minister, Netanyahu.
Yes.
Lord, we pray over that election that's coming up. Oh, we pray. Oh, we are there. Oh, Sunday. Oh, Booyah. Zebrati. Oh, Shuro. Oh, Bakasai. Father, we speak unity. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We speak that word and we send that word to the nation of Israel in this election that they are about to have. Oh, we speak unity and harmony. Oh, that they'll get it right this time. They'll get it right this time. In the name of Jesus. They will get it right this time in Jesus' name. They have eyes to see. They have ears to hear. And they have hearts that obey the word of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, those men and those women for such a time as this. Those men and those women for such a time as this. We say you arise and take your place. You arise and take your place. In Jesus' name. Angels, we dispatch you to Israel to make this happen in the name of Jesus. It is you, Lord God, that raises up, and it is you that brings down. So we call for you to raise up those men and women in Israel, in the Knesset, in every place, in every seat that you have called and anointed for such a time as this. Oh, they need to be in their place for the days ahead, those days ahead that Israel faces. We need the wisdom of God in every seat in Jesus' name. Those men and those women that have the anointing of Issachar, that know and understand the seasons and the times, and they know what Israel ought to do. Those men and those women, in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever.
Yes.
The wicked will not rule the land of the godly.
Amen.
For then the godly might be tempted to do wrong.
Come out.
Lord, do good to those who are good, whose hearts are in tune with you. But banish those who turn to crooked ways, O Lord. Take them away with those who do evil. May Israel have peace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What was the scripture?
Thank you, Lord, for that.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
All those terrorists and their threat against this ministry and their threat against the body of Christ in this nation,
That's all right.
Of those plans that is being made in your dark places, they come to naught. They come to naught.
They come to naught.
We send right now in the name of Jesus. We speak open eyes. Let the eyes of the law enforcement agents be opened. Let their eyes be opened. Let their ears be inclined and let their ears hear those communications.
That's right.
Track them down.
Yes.
Get them and put them in bondage in the name of Jesus.
They are exposed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All those things hidden are revealed.
All those threats. You are caught in your own web. And there is no freedom for you. The only freedom you have is through the door, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that option will be presented to you. The option to be free will be presented to you. But in the meantime, you will be in bondage. But the word said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You will never strike anyone of the anointed of God. You will never, you will not strike. You will not go into any synagogue. You will not go into any church. You will not get any of our people. No. Any attempt, any of your attempt will reverse and be multiplied in the midst of your gang. So be it in Jesus' name.
Yes, so be it, so be it, so be it.
Now you have a way out, and it's Jesus. Mm-hmm. You call upon him, you will be saved and be delivered.
Yes.
But until then, you remain in bondage.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Monday through Thursdays in the Partner Service Center at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., we do have volunteer intercessory prayer. So if you want to be a part of that group, you are invited. That's Monday through Thursdays, 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Please come.